Cummins has any, that's none of his business. He is an appointee.
Well, so I would, I move that we remove Meadow Lane and the sewer board discussions off the agenda, along with, I think a citizen, Bob Shantz's requested investigation and East-West Corridor. So I move that we remove all of those four items off the Monday morning agenda.
I have a question on that, just a matter of order. You tabled the Meadow Lane to a date specific. The three of you did in an open meeting, and it hasn't been posted since then. So how do you take action on something that you tabled to that date?
Was it, when was the date? Next week?
I think it can be brought up by anyone. But 2 weeks ago, didn't you make a... on the 8th, you
made,
made
a
motion,
motion
to table it until for two weeks from then, that day.
Right.
So I think someone who wanted to bring it up could bring it up anyway, even if
That's
it wasn't
fine.
Posted.
That's fine. We can deal with it when they come forward. I mean, you're saying I should bring it up, I should post it just to table it again?
That's what I think you need to do. I think that's what we need to do. One thing that... Frank, we've not been furnished any information on what we're going to do with County Roads, so we cannot discuss that subject without his information, his input. And we haven't had that yet. We haven't had the work session with him to do
okay,
that.
Okay, so you're saying we need to... so let me amend my my motion. Then I will remove the word Meadow Lane out of there. So we're going to... I move to remove those three items, which is the sewer board request and investigation by Bob Shantz and East-West Corridor by Bob Shantz.
Okay. What, Jim, and I guess can we have a discussion on this? Why don't you want him to talk about those other two? Because he's just going to make a...
Because if it's posted on the agenda, then anybody in the audience could come up and speak for or against it, and it could turn into a debate about something we really have no
control.
We haven't even talked to the commission of what we're going to do now that the Tiger Grant didn't go through.
Don't even know what investigation means, as he said.
That's correct. So that's why I don't even want to have that on the agenda, so that way I don't have to, I'm not forced to comment. It is strictly, if he wants to bring up public comment, that's fine, but There's nothing to debate.
And how do you get prepared for a debate on investigation if you
Correct.
Don't know what it is?
Yeah.
So I don't want to have East-West Corridor an investigation because I have no idea what actually his topics, and he hasn't supplied any information regarding that.
Right. Okay. That's
and
right.
In the state audit, I do have some comments, and plus it's fine because, I mean, that's something that he's wanted. We could talk about it. I mean, it probably will go nowhere, but that at least he feels like he has some items debated, and I believe it's harmless, and it's fine to have an open discussion about it.
That's fine.
But I just don't want them on the agenda. That way, then we have to respond, and then there's other people who get the opportunity to respond or make comments about anything on the agenda.
Okay.
That's why I don't want those two on there.
All right, that's fine. I see your point now. The audit deal and the discussion about that, we heard why we can't have an audit, but that needs to be out to the public.
Sure. I mean, and he can make his points, and we can refute his points, and that way it doesn't look like, I don't want to make it look like we're avoiding difficult discussions, but yeah, we've already had conversations about it and the limitations that we have with an audit, so.
Right.
And the financial obligation, I mean, it's a huge expense to the county, and do we need to do that? So
right.
Those all things need to come out, I think, and that way we're at least having a discussion. Mr. Shantz can then be satisfied, hopefully, with one item versus three.
That's great. I think that the issue of the audit, the cost, I mean, I'm all for the public knowing everything that goes on over here. I think that's
sure.
The reason we have them online. That's the reason I think that we try to be as open as we possibly can be. But we heard at the commission meeting that it cost $1.5 million for them to do part of St. Louis audit.
Right. It would be hundreds. I mean,
Susan Monte said that...
Cause the ambulance district, the little old ambulance district... almost, what, up to $26,000 to do a state audit of just the little old ambulance.
See, I've heard a quarter million plus is what they, but anyway, do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll do Meadow Lane, and we're going to do audit, and I don't think we have anything else until 10 o'clock.
When you do agenda reviews, is it possible to have agenda reviews possibly for the entire week, and when someone requests a Monday date, you give them a different date?
It's possible, but I mean,
all he wants is a press. He wants a platform for a press release or a press conference.
Well, sure, he does, and that, I understand that. But we've said that to him before, and no one else does that.
I offered that to him,
right?
Some other time during the week, he's like, right. No.
So, Nikki, you've got what we've got.
Yes.
Excellent.
All right, thank you. Call Bob.
Yes, call Bob and tell him what got on the agenda and what did not.
Okay.
And that if he wants to mention them. He can still in public comment, but there will just be no interaction on those two subjects.
Okay.
All right. Recess.
Thank you.
Okay.
See ya. I'll be there in a little bit. Bye.
Bye.